This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th Annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we're talking about the NSA. Apparently, Angela Merkel told Barack Obama right out, NSA is like the Stasi. Merkel was very, very angry over the revelations about unrestrained U.S. spying on everybody on the planet and equated the NSA to the Stasi, which was the infamous East German secret police. Stasi then released a statement saying, how dare you insult us like this? Now, as you're probably already aware, last week there was a court ruling by a judge saying that this surveillance on law-abiding American citizens who are not suspected of any crime is a violation of the Constitution, violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's even a violation of the Fifth Amendment, because if you read that Fifth Amendment to the end, it says that your property cannot be taken by the government without just compensation. Well, all that bandwidth and all those computer cycles that are being used up by the NSA's malware and backdoors, that's your property that the NSA is taking and using for their own without just compensation. Well, apparently, the Obama administration is trying to head off a final ruling by claiming the state secret privilege, saying that if the judge actually goes forward to rule on the Constitution, if the judge moves forward to rule on the constitutionality of NSA spying, it would endanger state secrets. Now, that, of course, is complete nonsense. It's not a state secret that the NSA is spying on us all. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights are not state secrets. There is absolutely no grounds for invoking state secrets to prevent a judge from saying whether or not this spying that everybody knows about is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, which everybody knows about. It is a Hail Mary desperation pass to try and prevent somebody in the judicial branch from saying, yeah, this violates the Constitution. Now, I would like to remind everybody that that Constitution belongs not to the government, not to the Supreme Court. It belongs to we the people. That's why we the people is up there at the top of it. So at this point, well, while I would be welcome a decision by a judge that NSA spying violates the Constitution, I do not cede to judges the authority to decide for me whether or not there is a constitutional violation. You and I and every single American have the right to decide for themselves if any action by the government violates that Constitution. And we already know the NSA spying violates Fourth, Fifth Amendments. I think it violates the Tenth Amendment. And to decide what we're going to do about that. And for the Obama administration to say that ruling on the constitutionality of the spying somehow endangers state secrets, there's absolutely no basis for that at all. It's a desperation ploy because they don't want a legal precedent set Probably that judge is going to get a late-night phone call playing recordings of his phone calls to Fifi's phone fantasies or something to get him to reverse his course the way Chief Justice Roberts did at the last second on Obamacare. He was opposed. Last second, yeah, we'll let it go through. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call here. Noseem in the Netherlands, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Noseem, are you there? There you
are. Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe there's a delay. I don't know. Yeah, I want to elaborate on it. What Snowden did, and I must thank him for that, because this brings on a new paradigm and new laws for backdoors in operating systems. So when people download an operating system for free, or maybe from Microsoft, or from whoever will create in the future, this has opened a new door to be in the user, how do you call it? Downloads, yes?
Yes. Basically, I mean, the government can pass all the laws they want. The NSA is in the situation that it's in right now because it has been ignoring all the laws that were in existence right up to the present day. This all started back, they started planning for it at the end of World War II. The first system Echelon went into operation in the 1980s, all of it a violation of the laws of every one of the nations where it was involved. They see themselves as above the law. And
yes.
So passing laws is not going to do anything. The only way the American people are going to be sure that the NSA is not spying on them is for the NSA to be torn apart and all those data centers scrapped and sold for surplus.
Well, okay, yes, maybe that will happen in the future. But as we know, when we look at the history, like the ZX Spectrum, the MSX, the 8086, the Commodore 16, the Commodore 64, or whatever, you know, whatever operating system, there were always games on it that were military. When you study the games that were on it, it were military. So the military will always be a subject that will use computers, because the computer was eventually invented for military purposes. And we will have that all the time. And
you're absolutely right.
You know,
the first computers were all about calculating artillery tables. Certainly, these computer games are used to encourage kids to think in terms of fighting battles. Apparently, up in Canada, they're actually using Call of Duty to train their soldiers on how to deal with urban warfare.
Yeah. So you will always have that. But because of the Internet, and one guy said, I wish Internet have never existed. Because of this fast technology that is now evolving and about Snowden and everything comes together, people are realizing now, and I would encourage people to write their own kernel, because you can do it. If you study it, you can do it. But people are so now in the system involved with poorness. They are poor, or they work too much because they have a wife, a kid, and everything. I think in schools they must learn people to how create their own operating systems.
Well, it sounds good. Sounds good. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're coming up on a commercial break. It sounds like a good idea. But an operating system, that's a lot of coding, and look how hard Microsoft has to work to keep theirs from being filled with bugs. A programmer of my skill and expertise, I can write some encryption systems, and obviously I write and maintain the code that runs my website, but even I would take a pause before trying to write my own operating system. And there's even a way around that, because all of these Linux users who are trying to say that Linux can't be backdoored because it's open source. Years ago, there was a scandal in which a source code Unix distribution was backdoored, and the backdoor was in the executable compiler supplied with the distribution to compile and link the operating system. And that compiler would insert the backdoor into everything that it compiled, including recompiling the compiler itself. So
there are ways around that.
What we need is to have a government that we can trust to mind its own business, and we don't have that. All of this spying and this violation of the Constitution has delegitimized the entire federal government. And I find it interesting that the Obama administration has suddenly decided to declassify documents about all this mass spying from the previous administration of George W. Bush. They're trying to shift the blame, saying, I didn't do it. It was done by the Republican president. But again, every president, every Congress has gone along with this back to the 1980s. So it really is a systemic problem. We have to let you go here and take some commercials. Okay. We'll be right back.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe. And a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back to the program, a reminder that the Republic Broadcasting Network is holding their end-of-the-year fundraiser. We need your help to continue into 2014. We don't get big checks from advertisers, pharmaceutical industries, military-industrial complex. We don't get support from non-governmental organizations with shadowy agendas. We are a radio network that truly serves the public interest. We rely on the public to support us. If you will donate $100, you will receive an RBN T-shirt, an RBN mug, and if you ask for it and leave your postal address, Claire and I will send you an autographed copy of the CD of Christmas Without Borders, which is where all the bump music you've been listening to comes from. The phone number is 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. You may have to hit the operator button to get to somebody, but we really do need your help. We don't ask for this money just because we're living the lives of wealth and privilege. We're not Duck Dynasty over here. We're having to sort of pay our way as we go along here. Need to buy kibble for that giant mutant hamster that runs in the wire wheel that powers everything back there. I don't think I ever mentioned before that hamster's 400 pounds, and it takes a lot of kibble to feed him and keep those little legs working to power the generator. All righty, a little breaking news story. We were talking earlier in the show about how tonight is the deadline for all 330 million Americans to sign up for Obamacare. They've got somewhere around 400,000. And people trying to sign up for Obamacare today are getting the site is busy, please come back later, and everybody's concerned. The White House just announced they're going to extend the deadline for enrolling in Obamacare by one day. Yeah, that's going to solve the problem. Now, getting back to the NSA was a very interesting article, actually a video, and we linked it to whatreallyhappened.com. YouTube radicalizers targeted by the NSA. And they're talking about extremist messages and how all of a sudden the public is receptive to extremist videos. Now, what's really going on here is they're worried about the fact they can't lie to you with impunity the way they did back in the glory days of the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s when you, the American people, would just believe any pile of bovine excrement they decided to shovel at you. And they don't know what to do about it because this government has survived through lies, fraud, and deception and hoax so long they really don't know any other way to do it. And so when they talk about the NSA targeting radical videos, what they're really talking about is they want to target the videos that are talking about how Vincent Foster didn't commit suicide, he was actually murdered. They're targeting the videos that point out that the privately owned Federal Reserve is unconstitutional and is a Ponzi scheme that is designed to trap you, the American people, permanently in debt slavery. They don't want videos talking about how Saddam didn't really have nuclear weapons. They don't want videos talking about how Pearl Harbor wasn't actually a surprise. They don't want videos about how there were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin that started the war in Vietnam or escalated the war in Vietnam. Don't want videos about how there really wasn't a Spanish mine that blew up the USS Maine and got us into the Spanish-American War. They don't want videos about how Israel seemed to be behind 9/11, the Levant affair, the attack on the USS Liberty. Telling the truth in a government that lies to you is considered extremism and radical. Oh, how radical you are. You're telling the truth. Truth has no place in the American government. It's all lies and illusions. Pay no attention to that radical video person behind the curtain, said the Wizard of Obama. That's what they're really talking about. All righty, let's see. Kind of an interesting story coming out of torrentfreak.com. About these sometimes seemingly arbitrary damages being claimed by copyright holders who are going after the file sharing systems like Kim.com, where they're going after criminal prosecution rather than simply driving into bankruptcy. Apparently, a torrent site that had posted one movie to the internet was hit with a claim for $652,000, and it makes it seem like they're just pulling these numbers out of thin air. And I mention that, and by the way, you know, obviously copyright holders do have rights. It's their work. They can decide whether and when it should be sold. And I don't support content piracy, and I don't think you ought to do it either, because that too is used to justify more of this draconian control on the internet and spying. That being said, it turns out, and this story came also from Torrent Freak, that the U.S. government just paid a $50 million settlement for running unlicensed Windows 7 computers. So the government has been caught engaging in software piracy, not the first time. Apparently part of the Obamacare website was stolen and used without correct permission and attribution. It's another example where the laws are just for you serfs to obey, and we, the nobility, meaning we, the rich and powerful, we don't have to follow those laws. What kind of a silly nonsense is that? Anyway, the corporate media is out there trying to do the full court press to get everybody to go along with NSA spying and say, oh, it's not really a problem, and yeah, you can shred the Constitution, and we don't care because we're too busy watching Duck Dynasty self-immolate here. CNN and Jake Tapper were out there saying, Americans really want security more than freedom. You want security more than freedom. What do we want security from? A completely made-up, imaginary terrorist Al-Qaeda threat. The American police departments are killing 8 times as many Americans as are claimed to be victims of terrorism. Doctors and pharmacies and hospitals are killing 400,000 Americans every year. But oh no, there's a terrorist threat out there, and that justifies spying on all of you. Peter King was actually out there saying that the NSA program is constitutional because it has saved lives. Now, nowhere in the Constitution does it say that anything that saves lives is automatically constitutional. He's just pulling this stuff out of thin air, or he's pulling it out of a certain bodily orifice. Because the police, doctors, ambulance crews, firefighters, lifeguards all save lives, but are still required to obey the laws of the land, including the Bill of Rights. And even more embarrassing, as you're probably aware, Obama had this White House panel to review the NSA program and say, oh yes, there are problems, we'll fix them. Just rest assured, they're not spying on you. Go back to living your lives without taking care to protect your privacy. And meanwhile, nothing will change. But apparently, a member of the White House review panel on NSA surveillance basically went public saying, there is absolutely no evidence that the bulk collection of telephone call records thwarted any terrorist attacks at all. All of this spy, it doesn't really do anything. It's just a paranoid government wanting to watch you, wanting you to know that you're watched, to discourage you from standing up and saying, hey, this current government's really messed up, and they're illegitimate. Real criminals, real terrorists will defeat the NSA. We proved that with the NSA challenges here. That's why NSA can't find the crypto locker extortion racket. Even with the stolen Target credit card data now available for sale on underground data black market websites, they can't find those people. The NSA apparatus is all about watching you, the American people, letting you know you're being watched to try and keep you silent as this government runs this nation off the edge of a cliff. Now, yesterday, National Security Advisor Susan Rice, actually, I'm going to hold this till after the commercial break because you're going to love this one. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I was saying before we went to the break, National Security Advisor Susan Rice admitted on 60 Minutes yesterday that the agency didn't really accurately tell the truth to the secret FISA court about illegally collecting data on hundreds of millions of Americans. Now, Rice said the NSA didn't lie. She's saying they inadvertently made false representations. So even though we told a lie, it isn't a lie because we didn't mean to lie. That's their rationalization for the whole thing. Yeah, they lied. If you're in court and you're caught lying to the court, do you think you're going to have much of a chance with the judge if you say, I inadvertently told you a falsehood, but it isn't a lie because I didn't mean to lie? Judge is going to throw you in one of those prison factories that are all across the land here. And again, all of this spying, it is not the fault of Obama. It's not the fault of Bush. It is the fault of all presidents and all Congresses and both parties going back to the 1980s and the start of Echelon, also known as Five Eyes. which was this deal between the United States, Great Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand to spy on each other's citizens to evade privacy laws and then trade the data back and forth. And all of this spying, by however means they do it, on law-abiding Americans not suspected of an actual crime, is a violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. It is illegal. And they're trying to figure out some way they can convince you to go along with it. Oh, you don't need those constitutional protections. That document's 200 and some odd years old. It's outdated, really. We're going to come up with a new constitution. It's going to be one page. Do what we tell you or else. I want to step back here to the global warming hysteria. The corporate media is reporting, they're having to. They don't have any choice. The East Coast is getting slammed by another major storm, snow, ice, power outages. It is horrendous. And the carbon Nazis are still out there trying to somehow salvage their carbon tax, carbon credit scam. Apparently, somebody just sent me an article from the University of Edinburgh, where they have just put up this report, this study that proves variations in solar output have no effect at all on Earth's climate. One of the most stupid assertions I've ever seen. They were very well funded by one of these global warming funding bodies to say, oh, no, no, the sun has nothing to do with it. It's all about you icky-poo humans. So they're still trying to push this whole thing. Meanwhile, coming from the other side, Scientific American just came out with an article that said the corals around the Cayman Islands are recovering rather nicely. One of the big talking points about the global warming people was the oceans warm up, the corals will die and it will be disaster for all these islands and everything. And the Scientific American's now reporting the results of a 13-year study of coral reefs. They're coming back just fine. And it says in the article, 7 years later, the amount, size, and density of the live coral had returned to 1999 levels as sea temperatures eased. So much for the Carbonazi claim that global warming is still going on, but the heat is hiding in the oceans, and that's why we're still getting harsh winters. Just amazing stuff here. Let's see. Spain has fined Google over violations of Spain's privacy policy. 900,000 euros for breaking Spanish data protection laws. Right now, American computer companies, American software providers, American cloud providers are seeing a major financial hit. Nobody on planet Earth wants to deal with them because of the risk of having their private personal data, whether it's their new business plan, their Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe, or photos of their significant other in stages of undress. They don't want that. It's none of the government's business. And they're setting up alternative nets, alternative systems in other countries that do have privacy laws. Iceland is taking a leading position in providing internet services that are not compromised. And so we're probably going to get to a point where the American IT sector is going to be in such financial trouble, they'll ask for a bailout. Hey, you've got to give us a $1 trillion bailout. We helped you spy on the world, and now the world doesn't want to do business with us. We need a bailout. And the government will say, yes, you deserve a bailout for helping us oppress the people of the world. And they'll take more money away from you and give it to large corporations. Now, getting back to that earlier caller wanting to talk about all wars are bankers wars and the financial situation, obviously, as I mentioned, today is the 100th birthday of the Federal Reserve. We have had 100 years of financial terrorism. I'm not the only one saying that. Veterans News Now had a story with that exact same headline. And it is rather amazing. It took only 12 years of King George III's Currency Act to trigger a revolution. We've hit 100 years with the Federal Reserve. More articles about 100 reasons to shut it down. Time to make it a public utility. Everybody knows what's going on here with this Federal Reserve. It is a privately owned central bank. It's no more federal than Federal Express. And it returned us to the very model of banking we fought a revolution to be free of. Issuing all of the public currencies a loan at interest to conduct any commerce in the nation, you must first go to the Federal Reserve and borrow paper currency or computer entry numbers at interest. So they get a piece of the action of all commerce across the land. And what the Federal Reserve Act did to the people of the United States of America, Bretton Woods did to the rest of the world. And the rest of the world and the American people are saying, enough is enough is enough is enough. We need a public currency that is a public utility. We need to go back to the system of economics this nation started with after we had fought that war to be free of private central banking. Now, PBS had a little bit of a whoopsie on their program because they invited two famous stock market historians, James Grant, editor and founder of Grant's Interest Rate Observer, and Richard Sila, I think that's pronounced, the Henry Kaufman Professor of the History of Financial Institutions and Markets at NYU's Stern School of Business. And the program was set up to have a spirited debate on whether the Federal Reserve's main mission seems to be propping up the American stock market. They wanted one person to say, yes, that's what all these bailouts and all the rest of that is going on. The only thing that's keeping the stock market up is all this instant money from the Federal Reserve, and they were hoping the other guy was going to say, oh, no, that's nonsense. The Federal Reserve is doing something else. Quite a shock when both of these opposing financial experts were in agreement that right now the Federal Reserve's sole mission is keeping the stock market propped up by just creating money out of thin air and pouring it all over Wall Street, buying up the busted bonds from the mortgage-backed security fraud to make the market look good. So it must have been a very uninteresting show when one guy says, yeah, the Federal Reserve is propping up the stock market, and the other guy said, yeah, you're right, they are. Meanwhile, Standard & Poor's has downgraded the European Union debt rating by one notch, and they're laying the blame on Britain's reluctance in plunging their people further into debt after their long history of the Bank of England, and daring to even consider leaving the European Union. It's going to be hard to come up with a reason to have a war with Great Britain, but how dare you leave the ECB? How dare you leave private central banking? That is just cause for war. Now, we were talking about this recent data breach over at the Target chain of stores that resulted in, I think it's something like 40 million customers' credit card data being stolen and is now being offered for sale on these underground black market data websites where people who engage in these kind of crimes can simply buy a block of data with which to commit credit card fraud. And the NSA isn't able to find these people either. They're completely helpless. I don't know why we're worried about NSA spying. Quite obviously, their computer systems aren't running any better than healthcare.gov right now. They actually don't have credibility. As far as ordinary law-abiding American citizens are concerned, they don't have credibility. And you should not let the possibility of NSA spying ever deter you from standing up and speaking out about all the things this government is doing wrong. Now, Target has already seen a decline in customers into their stores because of this data breach. They're offering discounts. They're offering free credit card security, scans, protection, whatever, to try and lure customers back. I did get an email from somebody saying they went to the Target store following the announcement of a 10% automatic discount in the wake of the credit card breach, but it didn't show up on their receipt. So may be happening, may not be happening. All right, we got to take another break for some commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 $4 guests, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the Fear Mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we all know what a sweatshop is. This is the name that is applied to foreign manufacturers with very, very poor working conditions, very, very low pay, sort of the way the American job market is already headed but hasn't quite gotten there yet. And, of course, sweatshops are one of the pejoratives used by American propagandists to demonize foreign manufacturers and foreign governments. Oh, things may be tough here in the United States of America, but if you move to another country, you'll be working in a sweatshop for 14 hours a day for 3 cents an hour and so forth and so on. It turns out the United States government is one of the biggest customers from these foreign sweatshops producing military clothing. The U.S. government spends $1.5 billion a year purchasing military clothing from these same sweatshops that are being demonized in the media. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, I went to Target this morning at 8 a.m. I didn't know anything about the data breach. I've been in the hospital all weekend. But I spent $180 and I got no discount. I'm looking at my receipt right now.
Okay.
So,
gosh,
yeah,
darn,
heads up
those,
to everybody.
Those target people.
It was like, it was a ghost town. It was empty. There was no one. All I saw was employees. There was maybe like three or four people in there. Normally this time of year, it's like the DMV, which here in Las Vegas, there is usually hundreds of people in the DMV.
Well, I haven't had a chance to go out and take a look at the shopping environment here, and I know this last weekend was supposed to be the big push, and we have today and tomorrow to for those last-minute holiday shopping. Some of the places, the discounts were like 75%, which tells us this has been another disastrous Christmas shopping season, and I expect that following the first of the year, we will see some retailers and some manufacturers basically say they're going out of business because they rely on the Christmas shopping season to get themselves into the black for the year. That's why it's called Black Friday. It's an accounting slang.
Hey, Mike,
and,
Mike, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, what bank is it that is saying that you can only use $100 on your debit card per day?
I don't know the limit, but Chase put a limit on all the credit cards they issued that were compromised in the Target data break-in. If you have a Chase card but you don't do business with Target, they're not going to affect you. But Chase put a cap on all credit. And again, you know, this is that last few shopping days for Christmas. People are going to want to max out their Chase card. They're going to hit that limit. So this has just been bad news all the way around, caused a lot of harm to Target, caused a lot of harm to Christmas shopping in general, and the NSA can't find these guys. And I had somebody who basically took me up on that saying, well, the NSA is about stopping the threat of terror, and really, they can't be bothered with stopping computer criminals. And my reply to that is, right now, the NSA needs all the positive public relations they can get. And if they could find the crypto locker extortion ring, if they could find some of these major credit card identity thieves and get them arrested, that's something the NSA can use to say, see, we are actually providing something of tangible good to the society in exchange for all these billions of tax dollars that we have spent on these data centers and this open, flagrant violation of the Bill of Rights. But see, some good came out of it. And so the NSA would be well motivated to capture these guys, but they can't. They absolutely can't. And so they're left there saying, well, we think we've thwarted some terror threats, but there's no evidence that we've actually done so.
Yeah. Well, I think that most of the time all they do is look at pornography. That's just my guess.
Yeah.
Hey,
no,
you have a good one, Mike. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, if I don't talk to you before then.
All right, well, thank you very much. Probably that's what's the majority of what's in those NSA data centers. They got the world's biggest collection of online porn. You know, I think that was a cover. You know, when they were saying about, I think 2 weeks ago, the NSA is monitoring the porn habits of the American people. They just wanted to find out where the really good stuff was located for their own personal collections here. New poll is showing Obama losing his own power base over the fiasco with Obamacare. Interesting story that came out on thehill.com. The Obamacare approval drops to record low. They are claiming 35% of the American public still support the Affordable Care Act, down from 40% in late November. We ran our own survey at whatreallyhappened.com. It came out 5% of the respondents approve of Obamacare. I figure that's all the government spooks spying on the website. And 95% no. 95% disapproval. This is a disaster by any reasonable definition of the word. They didn't get all 300 million Americans signed up. It is not producing a windfall of profits for the health insurance companies, which means the government isn't getting a new windfall of tax revenues to dangle before lenders. We now have, contrary to the stated purpose of the Affordable Care Act, we now have more Americans without health insurance than before they started. It is a disaster. There is no way that you can say that this is some kind of a success. It's a political embarrassment. It's a financial disaster. But government can never admit error or fault or go backwards and say, well, let's pull back and rethink this. Because government operates like a religion. It works on your belief that they're infallible, that your belief that they're only doing good for you, that your belief that they are somehow better suited for managing this nation than your friends and neighbors are. And they aren't. They're not very bright. They're just people who seek power for the sake of power. Another article coming out of Breitbart.com, sticker shock ahead for some buyers because as Americans are losing their current affordable health insurance and they're being shown all these more expensive policies, for purely economic reasons, they're going to go for the cheapest policy that they can get that's Obamacare compliant. And those deductibles are sky high, which means if they have a medical crisis, they're basically going to be on the hook for most of those bills. The insurance is more expensive and less effective, less beneficial. They're between a rock and the hard place. And somebody has pointed out over at CNBC that the way the Obamacare health insurance is structured, there is a group in the American middle class who aren't rich enough to really afford the new insurance, but not poor enough to qualify for the federal subsidies, and these are the people being harmed the most. Health insurance is now taking somewhere like 12% of your household budget. That's absolutely absurd. Apparently over in Chicago, Al Sharpton was holding a town hall meeting talking about the scourge of guns and the evil of gun crime, and apparently that town hall went completely out of control. The people are standing up, so we don't want to talk about gun control. We want to talk about the economy. We want to talk about private central banking. We want jobs. People are getting upset. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security has raided a Massachusetts strip club. They just wanted to look at the naked girls, I'm sure, because what they were there looking for, Homeland Security. They're not looking for terrorists in the strip club. Remember, for a Muslim, it's a mortal sin to look at a naked woman, not his wife. So you're not going to find Muslims in a strip club unless they're the phony Muslims being set up to do the false flags and get the wars going here. But apparently Homeland Security, which is supposed to be about protecting the United States against foreign terrorist threat, were in this strip club searching for bootleg Red Sox and Patriots gear, counterfeit trademarked products. That's what the Department of Homeland Security is all about, protecting the rights of the copyright holders by invading this strip club. It's all about protecting the money, protecting the wealth. Not protecting you. You're protecting the profits of the corporations, and that is fascism. Not surprisingly, the number of suicides in the United States has now surpassed the number of automotive fatalities in America, mostly among middle-aged Americans who are watching a lifetime of work evaporate before their eyes, don't know how they're going to pay the bills. They're killing themselves in record numbers. But we're supposed to worry about gun control and terrorism and global warming as this economy destroys the nation here. By the way, South Korea has now joined Japan in rejecting imports of U.S. wheat cargoes found to be contaminated with genetically modified crops. There's a good reason to go to war. Oh, wait a minute. We're supposed to be on their side against the North. We'll be right back after Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials.